August the 31st, 2010, Los Angeles, California, Lucy Coleman Studio, Pastor John Coleman. Well, I told you guys, especially you brothers and sisters out here on the West Coast, that it was just a joke. Ken Omer buying the old Lakers basketball stadium about a decade ago, 10 years ago, I was telling you it was a foolhardy venture. God wasn't in it in any way, but yet and still, now I got to do a webcast too. Not to prove to you that I was right, because I'm never wrong. I'm never wrong. I just say it and I said, why don't you guys, well, you just are arguing against us because you don't want to believe. No, shut up. Just really stop being ridiculous with it. Let's get into the webcast and let's see for ourselves whether it makes any sense at all. Any sense at all. Okay. This came out, LA Times. It says Faithful Central bought the Inglewood Arena for $22 million a decade ago with ambitious plans to make it a family entertainment venue, which was the stupidest saying I've ever heard of in my life. A church with family entertainment. Can you believe anybody in their right mind would not believe that? But now the forum mostly sits empty and is embroiled in legal dispute with management company SMG. Okay, Richard Verrier, a writer for the LA Times, wrote this on yesterday, August the 30th, 8:06 p.m. At the Tabernacle in Inglewood, on a recent Sunday, more than 2,000 members of the Faithful Central Bible Church jammed the aisleways of the warehouse-turned-church hall. Isn't that interesting? See, the reporter even knows that it's not a real church. It's a gimmick. These people were standing and clapping their hands and swaying to the gospel music, thundering from a men's choir and accompanying rock band. That's what we've stooped to in worship. That's it. That is why, for that reason, I'm looking at all these rules that these people make up about church. As a matter of fact, let me break off. My barber told me that he was at talking with some people from Westside Bible Church here in L.A., and they told him that if you drink a glass of wine, you're going to hell. That if you don't watch the places you go into, you're going to hell. What is this, fright tactics? I drink more than a glass of wine. I'm sure. I'm positive. I'm not going to hell. Who said that? The Bible never said that anywhere. Why would anyone believe such trash? It's just totally, totally impossible to believe that. But they do. Excuse me, here in the Lucy Goldman studio, I don't stop the phone from ringing. Sorry for the clock, throw it a little bit. But I said that it's mostly empty, and there's a legal dispute going on with the national company, SMG. Now, this article was dated, again, on August the 30th, 2010. Okay. They were warming up for the charismatic leader, Bishop Ken Omer, fire up the crowd with his trademark mix of humor and jokes about the new bathrooms, inspiration, God has a special assignment for you, and warning, arm yourself against the enemy. These are some of the themes that Kenny talks about in this place when he has it full of African-American people who've given their life savings over to a lying project that never got off of the ground. Faithful Central knows how to put on shows for its members, but the church's own venture into the real world of show business has been perilous. Now, I've been saying it for the 10 years that it's been in operation. It is a perilous situation and a ridiculous situation to even think that God would be involved in a ministry that would want to be entertainment. Now, listen to this, okay? A decade ago, Faithful Central paid $22 million to buy the 17,500-seat Forum, an iconic rock venue in Inglewood, California, that was once the home of the Los Angeles Lakers and Kings. The megachurch had outgrown its old headquarters and wanted a new home to house its 10,000-member congregation. Now, you guys got to hear me. They always say that they have 10,000 members, like Fred Price said that he had 10,000 members, but not really did Fred Price or anybody venture into filling up a 10,000-member place. That never took place. More abstractly, church officials envisioned a family entertainment venue with concerts, shops, restaurants, and a hotel that would create hundreds of jobs in an underserved area while generating income for the church and its mission. Now, here again, this will not work when the entire situation was given over to poverty. And this is what we have to realize. So the dream, however, never came to pass. Today, the forum sits mostly vacant and silent, a monument to the bygone era when it was the Fabulous Forum and hosted the acts of the Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan. The shops and restaurants and hotel never materialized. But you have to keep it in mind because Kenny said that it would materialize, but it never did. Listen to this. This is what Ken Omer acknowledged in an interview. We're in a challenging situation right now, quote, unquote. Why didn't the Holy Spirit show him how challenging that would be before he got all those people to give that money? And I want to ask you guys a question that's given the money. How could you place yourself in a challenging position like that to give somebody of that nature all that money just over and over and over again? The forum no longer houses church services or much of anything else. It has drawn only one event so far this year, a concert hosted by the Catholic radio organization Guadalupe Radio Network. Instead, it has become a financial drain on one of the oldest and largest African-American churches in the country. Now, Faithful Central Bible Church, or Faithful Central Baptist Church, was an old church, but it never was that mega kind of a thing. This mega madness starts with bishops such as Kenneth Omer that sees the gravy train where they can rake up a lot of gravy out of black folks' pocket in the black community. The forum hasn't been generating nearly enough revenue to cover operating costs. I knew that. Anybody with a brain would know that they could never do that, let alone an annual $1.2 million mortgage payment to its lender, forcing the church to dip into its own funds to avoid defaulting on the loan. This spring, the church said that it could no longer make payments to the company it hired to operate the arena, meaning that they're out of money. Black folk are not going to keep throwing into a black hole. Excuse my expression, but that's what it is. And this triggered a continuous legal brawl with its former partner, the second such dispute with the management company in a decade. And I'm telling you, whenever these black folk get together, it's a money drain. We're going to get this money drain, the money from the people. Bishop saying, I'll get the people to pay. When we get the money, we'll get this, and we'll get this going, and we'll start a business. But you don't understand black folk like I understand black folk. A party only lasts a while. And then when reality sets in, there is no party in no church. Joel Osteen is going to find that out very shortly. The rest of these mega churches are going to find it out very shortly when they all have to close its doors. The church now finds itself squaring off against SMG. Can you believe this? Here's a Christian institution now going to lawsuit with the financial institution that they had entered into cohorts with, the world's largest manager of conventions and entertainment venues. Well, of course it is. When you deal with the world, you got to play with the world and end up like the world has you ending up. The Pennsylvania company has filed a lawsuit against Faithful Central Bible Church, seeking to collect more than $1 million in fees that it says the church owes it. The church-owned for-profit arm, which is Forum Enterprises, has fired back, accusing SMG of mismanagement, charging excessive fees and spreading false rumors to concert promoters that scared away business. Wait a minute. They don't have to do that. Concert promoters want a venue that's going to be clean, sanitized, and easy to set up and operate. It costs more to open the place up after they shut it down a month. You got to hear me. Forum is probably becoming infested with rats and things. It's an old venue that needs to be torn down. It's not like the Staples Center downtown. When you see the Lakers play, when you see events down there, that's state of the art. Forum needs a lot of work, and Pastor Ulmer can't pay for that work. It even filed a complaint with the Inglewood Police Department alleging that SMG stole more than $210,000 from an account before it ended its contract with the church. It probably didn't steal it. In my estimate, they probably took what they had to get their hands on before the whole thing went under, because they all went in at a loss. And you know, it takes years in the courts to fight this. And usually when a church goes in, they lose. So the department chose not to pursue a criminal investigation against SMG, that is the Police Department of Inglewood, and the company has dismissed the allegations as baseless. Of course, they're baseless. You know, Bishop trying to, what's he going to do, and get in front of the camera and cry again? Kenny is known to do that. He's known to get up and start shedding tears. I wonder what happened to all the people that went over there. I recall when someone gave me a proposition to come and teach over there. I said, I wouldn't go over there. I'd rather have no money and no ministry at all before I go over there and become a part of that. Listen to this. It says, what surprised me was that a partner would kick us when we're down, Ulmer said of the SMG lawsuit. It's rather heartbreaking. What? You know what that is when you play in the big business with the big boys. This is the way the big boys play. Don't fool yourself. Ken Ulmer knew about that. He knew about the dangers that was involved in that, the risk in taking and doing that. John Burns, who is the chief financial officer of SMG, called the litigation an unfortunate contractual dispute and disputed the church's claims, saying that allegations of poor management surfaced only after SMG sued and that his company did as best it could in a very trying climate, that is. It's an older venue in a very competitive marketplace, he said. Let me give you a little heads up on that. It's an older venue in a city that's going into the dumps like all of the small incorporated cities around major Los Angeles. The Forum is not in the city of Los Angeles. It is in the city of Inglewood, which is one of the smaller satellite cities. I live in the city of Los Angeles. Inglewood is about a half a block from me, across the street. See? And you can tell by the way each city takes care of its venue. Inglewood is a failing entity right now. That's why it would never work. The Forum's struggle comes as a concert business itself is being squeezed by weak ticket sales, partly reflecting cutbacks in consumer spending. The 43-year-old Forum also must compete with new facilities in the market. Okay, here's a statement, and I quote, "The Forum is a building that one time was an icon, but today it is not the top choice," says Gary Bongovini, editor-in-chief of the concert trade magazine Polestar. The hotter shows generally are going to want the newer buildings. And the Forum's chief competition is a $375 million Staples Center. That's where the Lakers play if you watch basketball. And downtown Los Angeles, Anschutz Entertainment Group opened Staples in 1999, luring away the NBA champion Lakers and the LA Kings and the high-profile performers such as Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga, whoever they are. I don't have the slightest idea and don't want to know. Initially, Forum Enterprises agreed to use AEG as an exclusive booking agent with the company obligated to secure $500,000 in events each year. But when business fell short, Forum Enterprises sued AEG, accusing the company of steering business to its own venues including Staples. AEG called the claims meritless. Well, what do you expect? People don't want to go there. And some of the rock concerts go there. You know, when they have rock concerts, go there where they can smoke pot in there and do all that. That's what gave me problems. Because while you got these people going in there smoking pot, and then on Sunday morning, you're going to try to turn it into a church. If you get my drift, okay, unhappy with AEG, the church turned to another concert venue operator, SMG, which happened to be AEG's arch rival. SMG manages more than 200 convention centers and venues around the world and vowed to boost business at the struggling LA arena. The firm has hired in 2003 as the new manager and even paid him $500,000 to help the church in its costly litigation against AEG. According to court documents, the case was eventually settled. The firm appeared to bounce back in 2008, drawing 15 concerts from acts such as Coldplay, Kanye West, and the Eagles. By 2009, however, the facility posted a loss of $1 million. According to court records, in April, Forum Enterprises notified SMG that it could no longer afford to make its payments to SMG, which sued the company for failing to honor terms of a management agreement. Forum Enterprises countered in a cross-claim that SMG had neglected the Forum, which has had three managers in 5 years, and charged exorbitant fees that claims that were high as $403,000 in 2008. It's very clear that SMG could never do the things they promised, said Mark T. Little, chief operating officer and general counsel for Forum Enterprises in Fayetteville Central. They sold me on their largeness. Ain't that a mess? And why would you even go for that? And it says, we completely disagree that SMG Byrne said, with SMG Byrne said, adding that this company had deferred the lower fees in an effort to work with Forum Enterprises. We scale back our staff considerably to try to cut the costs, but continue to provide every bit of support operating that building, and felt that we were doing a good job. It's very, very interesting. A judge recently imposed a lien upon the building that church officials said has complicated efforts to refinance the loan of the property with Evangelical Christian Credit Union. A spokesman at the Brea Area Credit Union said the Fayetteville Central, which invested $4 million into the Forum, is currently on its mortgage. To save money, the church hasn't held regular services at the Forum in merely 2 years. It is negotiating with the new operation to run the Forum and has hired a former SMG manager help revive the business. Omer remains upbeat that the church's travails with the Forum shall pass. As always, he said, God is going to bring us through this. Well, now, I'm going to leave it at that and let you be the judge whether or not that makes any sense to you. Doesn't make any sense to me, but after all, who am I? Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Pastor John. The Thursday night webcast will be coming up shortly.